It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Megan, joining us.
Hello.
I forgot my beanie.
Oh, it's okay.
I forgot my beanie, and I think I have like five of them.
Yeah, I know.
Every time I'm supposed to go somewhere and wear my beanie, I forget it.
You should just wear it all the time now for the next 2 weeks because...
But that's why he forgets it, so he can get a new one.
Oh, I see. Yeah. We're exactly two weeks until Giving... It's unbelievable that we have 14 days until Giving Tuesday. So we're going to be really celebrating all the awesome people in our nonprofit community that are giving good. And we have one of them right here today. So we're really excited to have Haley Jones with us with Girls on the Run.
Hi, Haley.
Hello. Thanks for the invite.
And she's going to talk to us about the race that's coming up this Saturday for the Lynchburg area and just how cool the Girls on the Run program is. I'm personally very biased as a coach and a parent of two children who have participated in the program. I could talk to you all day about Girls on the Run, but Haley is the expert.
Yeah. Well,
love to hear it.
Haley, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. And so tell us about Girls on the Run.
Yeah. So Girls on the Run is an after-school program for girls in third through fifth grade as well as school, and it teaches healthy life skills and coping skills while also encouraging physical activity through running. So the program creatively integrates running using fun games and activities to teach girls important skills like empathy and how to express their emotions in a healthy way, the importance of giving back to their community. Like I mentioned, they all learn these skills through running. And so by the end of the season, they're trained for our 5K, which is coming up this Saturday on November 23rd.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, what are the age range of the girls?
So they're around 8 years old till eighth grade, middle school. What
13,
age?
13, 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So around 8 to 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm. And about how many kids do you serve?
So this season, we are serving 542 girls across our three regions.
That's tremendous. Yeah. Geographically, where all are you located?
Yeah, so we cover the greater Charlottesville area, greater Roanoke area, and greater Lynchburg area.
Okay.
And our geographical area is about the size of the state of New Hampshire.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
So, okay, tell us about the race that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so we have our Celebration 5K, which is really just a big party to help celebrate the girls and all the things that they've achieved this season. They've been working towards the goal of finishing a 5K all season long, and so they're all so excited to actually get to run that 5K. Our 5K will be up at Sweetbriar College in Amherst County, and we are still in need of quite a few volunteers. So we have volunteer registration open, and we would love to have anybody who is available come out and help us celebrate the girls.
Yeah, they're looking for about 20 more volunteers, and we know that this running community that we live in, there's a wonderful running community here, and really this is the best event you'll ever attend. It's so awesome to see these girls achieve something that they've been working on for so long. It's very emotional. I'm gonna cry thinking about it, but we have kids that walked the first time the whole way, and now they're running laps, and they're so proud of themselves. Yeah. We had a little girl last week win the Star Award because she gave it her all and pushed through pain and pushed hard, and she ran the whole lap, and she was just walking at the beginning, and she doesn't have a whole lot of social emotional support in her life, and to be able to be among girls that are cheering for her, and it's really powerful. And if you want to see that, like, times, how many kids are participating this Saturday?
This Saturday's event, 262.
Yeah, that feeling 262 times with the girls coming across the finish line.
So it's on the campus at Sweetbriar.
Yeah.
And where do you go on campus to?
So on campus, we will be at what they call the Dairy Loop. So it passes up by the Equestrian Center. You get to see all the horses on the side during the race.
Yeah.
It goes up through the back half of campus on what they call their Dairy Loop.
Yeah, so, sure. That's a beautiful.
You park off campus, and then you're shuttling folks into campus because the parking is a little challenging, and so that requires a little bit of planning. So you need to know if people are coming out by Thursday, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll have the link up. We'll share that on this broadcast. But if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org, just type in Girls on the Run, and you'll find the link. And this one is the volunteer opportunity for Girls on the Run Fall 2024 Celebration 5K. It has all the information, all the criteria, has a sign up link right there. It's just if you want to volunteer, and you really should, here it is.
Yeah, and you'll be done by what time?
We are usually completely finished with the race and everything involved, just cleaning up by 11 a.m.
Yeah. Okay. So it really is just a few hours
Saturday
in the morning.
It doesn't take up your whole day.
Doable.
It's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
So, how many races throughout the year do the girls participate in?
So the girls participate in one or two, depending on if they do both this fall and spring or just the fall season or just the spring. We, as a Girls in the Run Council, host six different races.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we do one in each of our geographical regions each season.
Well, and just the age range that you mentioned is such an important age. I mean, that's so impressionable. And a lot of kids, both boys and girls, are struggling with their own identities and their values and and the influences that hit them from all over. So it's a perfect time to be that kind of good influence.
For sure. And I, you know, The community service aspect is so neat because they're thinking outside of themselves, because it is it's a time when you're really self-absorbed, honestly, you know, you're kind of forming your identity. And I really, we're actually doing our community service project today on at RS Payne, and they're taking cards and thank you notes to all the neighbors around RS Payne to say thank you for being good neighbors and watching out for our school, and picking up trash. And also a little girl raised her hand and said, I feel like, she was a fourth grader, she said, I feel like our cafeteria workers and our custodians are underappreciated. Could we do some cards for them too? And it's just neat to kind of see them think outside of themselves and those who might need a little bit of a boost. So we're delivering cards to all those folks today.
That's tremendous.
Just really neat. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, it is Girls on the Run. It's their Fall 2024 Celebration 5K. If you'd like to volunteer, learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org or look up Girls on the Run from Central Virginia and Blue Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for taking time today to tell us about this.
Yeah.
And if you want to volunteer, deadline is
Thursday night.
Yeah, you're going to need to know.
Yeah.
All right. So get on that, and we'll link that up again on our broadcast. Megan.
Yes.
So Give Good.
Yeah, Give Good. It's a campaign that we've, this is our third year where we're just celebrating folks who are giving good in our community. I'm going to say I'm wearing this on behalf of being a Girls on the Run coach today, but we are all so grateful that we have such great givers in our community, and they're sharing their stories, and we're talking about why it feels good to give good, why it makes you a happier, healthier person to give good, and using Share Greater Lynchburg as a tool to find over 100 ways to give back this season. So we are kicking off today for 2 weeks. We're going to be talking about those stories. We have we did a live remote at the community market this past weekend with Mike. So thanks, Mike, for spending his Saturday morning with us.
You're totally welcome.
And then we're going to be wrapping at Three Roads on December 3rd. We're going to be doing a drop-in for nonprofits to stop by and talk about their needs on a live remote that day during the lunch hour. And then we're going to be doing a wrap party from 5 to 7 at Three Roads just for nonprofit leaders to come hang out and fellowship together after a long day of sharing their stories. And we're just really thrilled to be able to do this campaign and make sure people know about this giving season.
Absolutely. And each and every year, now, how many years have we done this?
This is the third year of this campaign specifically.
It's just it's tremendous, and and I love the lunch hour aspect, because we really do get to we get to interview a lot of folks that ordinarily, you know, we might not interview on during our regular Tuesday segment, but these are folks from the nonprofit world that, you know, that talk about the different ways that they have, that you can give back, and the different ways that they have.
Yeah, and I think it really puts a face on the need. I mean, we all hear the statistics that the need for food and the need for resources, everything's going up. But when we can meet the people who are doing that on a daily basis, and in some cases meet the folks who are recipients of services and helping, it just really helps to humanize the whole story and talk about, you know, how we as individuals in our community can make a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Share Greater Lynchburg.com. thefoundersclub.org to learn more, or just come out, join us.
Yes.
Join us at the event at Three Roads, and we'll have all the information posted up, linked up. You'll hear plenty about it
right.
leading up to that date. So
right.
come on out and join us. And then for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation again?
Well, I should say we are having a Lunch and Learn, our final one of the year. It's going to be out at Patrick Henry's Red Hill tomorrow.
Okay.
And they've opened up their lovely home, which is decorated for the holidays. And
nice.
Patrick Henry Jolly, who's a fifth generation descendant of Patrick Henry, will be with us,
okay.
which is really cool. So we have folks coming out from all over the region. It is it's a little bit further away. It's from downtown Lynchburg. So I'm really excited that folks from all over are going to be able to go out there and
nice.
See it and be part of that. So we have the ability to drop in tomorrow for that. Lunch is provided. It is free admission. You get a free tour, where normally there is an admission fee. So it's a neat way to see something cool. And for the foundation, we're just we have the all the grant applications have been received. All the deadlines passed last Friday.
Okay.
And everybody's just in review mode. So we have particular committees that review each of the grant applications that come in, whether it be youth philanthropy or the fall grant cycle,
mm-hmm.
Or the Plymouth Foundation. We have different groups that are making those decisions, and so all of them are in review mode right now.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you can learn more at lynchburgfoundation.org between now and the end of the year if you're planning on your giving
right.
For the year, wrapping up the year. Consider the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation as a place to donate.
Yes, absolutely. You can do it in a restricted way with designated funding, or you can do unrestricted, which helps. Last year, we were able to donate $2.3 million to 251 different nonprofit organizations in the Greater Lynchburg region.
Nice. Mm-hmm. It is the Mike Show. Thank you so much for joining
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll learn more about all the events that are coming up and all the different ways that you can give back between now and Giving Tuesday.
Right.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Haley. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.